about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. What I love about Thanksgiving weekend, I mean, I know everybody else has, you know, time off. I love to work Thanksgiving weekend. I just feel like I get so much done, and you look like such a hero working. So you look like a hero. You get a lot of stuff done, and I'm a workaholic, so if I'm going to work, I love working on the holidays. But what I love is we've already felt like we've had a couple days off, and we still got two more days to the four-day weekend, don't we? So this is just, it's happy day, happy, happy day. I don't like to shop. We're going to talk about some things that you need to watch out for, a lot of scams going on right now, also a lot of return policy issues. We're going to be talking about that as you guys are going into the Christmas shopping season. We're also going to talk about how looks like the American Academy of Obstetrics and Gynecology, they want birth control over the counter. This isn't the first time you heard a group want birth control over the counter, but I have an issue with the reasoning and why it's flawed. So I'll tell you why I think it's flawed. I think a lot of things are flawed, don't I? A lot of things are flawed. I think I like that word. I think that's going to be my new word, flaw. This is completely flawed. You know why I like that? Because you're not allowed to say four-letter words that begin with F on air. I mean, you're nearly not supposed to say it in life in general. But flawed, this is completely flawed. Yeah, go flaw yourself. No, okay, yeah. But you see, I could use the word flaw. I could use the word flaw without getting any violations. So I'm pretty happy about that. So a lot of things are flawed. Also, the use of ADHD drugs to reduce criminal behavior. Did you guys hear about this one? Flawed. Completely flawed. J.R. Ewing dies. I still get creeped out by J.R. Ewing. So we said goodbye last night to Larry Hagman, 81 years old, died from complications of liver cancer, throat cancer. From what we understand, he quit drinking years ago. I'm not sure if he ever had quit smoking, but he had been very public about his cancer fight. And from what we understand, many people learning of his cancer struggle had quit smoking, quit drinking as a result. I mean, I was always a huge fan, even though as a kid watching Dallas, boy, was he evil. Was he evil? Okay. You know, I understand everybody's like, well, I remember him from I Dream of Jeannie. Okay, I do remember I Dream of Jeannie. I really never got I Dream of Jeannie. I'm sorry. I don't understand why he would have a woman prance around. I understand this was the 60s. You know, we really didn't have, you know, equal rights for women at the time. So having a blonde woman run around in a, I don't know, with bare midriff and call him master. I get why you all like that. We women never liked I Dream of Jeannie. Now, some of you thought that because Larry Hagman was on with I Dream of Jeannie, it would appease the female viewer. No, it didn't. If you want to know what appeased us at all was, I guess Larry Hagman had a very good-looking male military co-star. And that guy, remember he had brown hair? I don't remember who he is. I'm sure you all do. I found cute. And the only reason why I watch I Dream of Jeannie was because I really dig men in military, especially in military garb. And I thought his best friend that had brown hair was sexy. I never thought Larry Hagman was sexy. And I actually thought I Dream of Jeannie was completely insulting to the average modern day woman. But I do understand that was the 60s. And that's the way women were supposed to be portrayed, calling you master. I get that. But that's not my fondest memories. My fondest memories are of Larry Hagman, you know, playing JR. Let me see. What are some of his famous quotes here? Like my daddy always said, if you can't get in the front door, just go around to the back. See, you know what I liked about JR? He was such a bad guy, but he loved his daddy and he loved his mama. You know? So, I mean, if my kids are going to aspire to be, I mean, how many kids these days? I mean, do you ever see Justin Bieber always talk about how he loves his mama? No. So I'll probably have my kids watch old Dallas reruns And, you know, hopefully they're inspired by the fact that even Jerry Ewing, who was a bad guy, loved his mama. Like my daddy always said, when there's a way, there's a will. I just really dig his character. It's a shame. I knew something was going wrong when I was watching the latest Dallas. You know, Dallas has done a remake. I guess the next season starts in January. I didn't like the Dallas remake that much in the beginning. I thought the young people were supposed to be eye candy, and I didn't really think there was a lot of substance to their acting. And then they got the girl from Dodgeball in there. I just didn't really have high hopes. But then all of a sudden you see JR, you see Cliff Barnes, Bobby. Yeah, I had a crush. Okay, if you want me to admit, I had a crush on Bobby and Ray. I thought Ray, see, I also dig cowboys. Okay, if you really want to know what gets my goat or what my husband has to wear on our anniversary, it has to either be military garb, or it has, am I saying too much? It has to be like a Dallas Cowboy. But I thought, Dallas Cowboy football player as well. But anybody on the set of Dallas, no, not Cliff. Cliff I didn't like. But Ray, I thought Ray, am I the only one who thought Ray was sexy? 1-877 Doc Dolly. And of course Bobby. I thought Bobby was so cute. The women I didn't understand. I really didn't get the women on the whole Dallas show. Miss Ellie is the only one I could probably really relate to, but all the other women to me were a little bit too kooky. But anyway, during the newest Dallas remake, I could just tell something was going on with Larry Hagman. You also saw him sit in a lot of the scenes. They gave him a cane as a prop for one of them, but you could already see what's going on. I just kind of got that feeling, and so it's a shame to see him go. So Larry Hagman, 81 years old, rest in peace. We also had another death. Boxer Hector Macho Camacho dies at age 50. He had been taken off life support after what we thought he was going to survive, a shooting, I think to his face. From what I understand, they cannot use his organs. Apparently, he was on life support too long. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of medical news, so please, and call in with your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, 18 minutes past the hour. What do we call the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend? What do we call it? Black Saturday? Black? I don't get it. I don't know. See, I always think Thanksgiving is brown, gold, and reddish. I always think of those colors with Thanksgiving. In fact, I'm really excited because I found a really good-looking nail polish at my nail place that's Christmassy red, and I cannot wait for my nails to overgrow and sully and crack so I could go in and get my new nails. I'm all excited about that. Okay, let's move on. I want you guys to weigh in on this over-the-counter birth control measure. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, says the evidence is strong that the pill is safe and should not require a prescription. So now you got the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend birth control over-the-counter. Now, I hate disagreeing with any OB-GYN. Okay, you need to realize your OB-GYN has probably the most potential to get you back. Okay, and I mean, these speculums ain't fun. Let's just put it to you that way. And so I don't want to disagree with the OB-GYNs. I'm scared of them. I'm scared of them just like dentists. If I'm in the dentist chair, I am so at your mercy. I mean, you could go on talking about how much you like Obamacare. I will not say a word because I'm scared to death of you. Same thing with the OB-GYN, all right? Now, So when you have a gynecologist saying that birth control should require a prescription, I'm going to be balking at it, but on air, because right now there's no gynecologist in the building. I have the doors locked and I feel pretty safe. I don't know if any of you have seen a cyto brush lately. These cyto brushes are getting bigger and bigger. Have you guys seen? I should probably put on my website the evolution of the pap smear cyto brush. These suckers are big. All right. Imagine a dum-dum lollipop times five? No. Maybe 2.5 times size of a dum-dum lollipop, but it's not a lollipop and it's not a dum-dum. We're talking cyto brushes. I'm scared. So I could be in a room like this, completely locked, doors locked, and I don't have to worry about the gynecologist or the obstetrician getting mad at me. But I tell you, my problem with birth control being over the counter is the reason why ACOG and many groups want it to happen is because they think it'll potentially reduce unintended pregnancies. So if your 14-year-old daughter can go into a drugstore, grab the birth control over the counter, you have a much better chance of that 14-year-old girl not getting pregnant, right? That's the logic. Now, I discussed this at great length earlier this week, but I know many of my Saturday listeners don't listen to the Dr. Dolly Show during the week, which is something we need to rectify. And by rectify, I mean rectify. All right. Don't make me rectify you or the situation. So you're what? Your 14-year-old daughter goes to a Walgreens, let's say, or a Rite Aid or whatever exists now, and goes and gets a box of birth control by herself. No doctor explaining it. No parent coaching her. No. She just goes because her friend Lulu says, oh, let's just go get some birth control. It's cool. We'll pop the pill together. Great. If you don't know how to take that pill correctly, what makes you think that it's going to prevent pregnancy? How many 14-year-old girls, or let's even go down to 12-year-old girls, I mean, girls are having sex at a variety of ages now. I mean, I delivered a girl who was 11 years old holding a teddy bear. I told you guys this. I was at UMC. I hear a girl screaming, mommy, mommy. I'm being told a baby's about to deliver in room 2 or whatever, 702, whatever it was. And so I go, okay, someone's going to have to get that kid out of there. The kid is screaming. I'm going to need to work with mom. Well, I walk in there. Mom was sitting at the bedside holding this little girl's hand while she has a teddy bear, for crying out loud. So let's just, for lack of argument's sake, your 11-year-old daughter decides that she's going to go and get birth control over the counter. All right. Does the average 11-year-old know that you need backup protection for 2 months when you take the pill? Do they know that? Does the average 31-year-old know that when you start the pill, you need to use backup protection for the first 2 months? And can I just, take a sidestep here? It's very difficult because I'm sitting in the studio, but I'm going to take a sidestep. So I may sound a little bit more quiet because I'm away from the microphone. But if I take a sidestep here, if your daughter is dumb enough to not use a condom to prevent STDs, what makes you think she's going to be smart enough to prevent a pregnancy? You see what I mean? If somebody is going to the, I don't want to call it a pharmacy, but just a drugstore. If someone's going to a drugstore because she thinks taking an over-the-counter pill is going to prevent her from pregnancy, she obviously isn't going to the drugstore to buy a condom. I don't think the average consumer of the over-the-counter birth control is the same consumer that is gladly and willingly purchasing condoms on a regular basis. If she is planning to take birth control, it's because she doesn't want to wear a condom. And if she doesn't want to use or wear a condom, then how is she intelligent enough to manage her birth control? I'm talking about 11-year-old girls here. I know some of you 31-year-olds out there are going, this is ridiculous. I'm smart enough to handle birth control. But think about it. If your 11-year-old is trying to go get birth control so she can't get pregnant, when there's condoms out there, my guess is she doesn't want to purchase a condom. And if she doesn't want to purchase a condom, that means your 11-year-old is having unprotected sex, whether she takes a birth control pill or not. And any 11-year-old willing to have unprotected sex is an idiot. And if she's an idiot, what makes you think taking birth control is going to prevent an unwanted pregnancy? Now, how I was trained, and it was a little old school, but how I was trained is anybody under the age of 25 gets STD screening. So when they come in for their birth control, I'm running a gonorrhea test and a chlamydia test on them while I'm papping them for their pap smear. Your hands have to work really fast. You go and you grab the speculum, then you grab the swab, then you grab the GC swab. You got to stick the GC swab. Whenever you're taking chlamydia, the swab has to actually sit in the cervix. You can't just take discharge to look for chlamydia. The swab has to actually sit in the cervix because chlamydia is intracellular. Has to sit for a while, you're with the KY, blah, blah. I mean, honestly, I think to do a good pap smear, you need to be an octopus because you really need 8 hands to do the job. But we're able to do it with 2. God gave us 2. I'm not going to question God. So we get through the pap smear, but before and after the pap smear, I mean, there is a lot of counseling. There's a lot of teaching. And one of the big concerns that people have and proponents of birth control being over the counter is they say, well, Dr. Dahlia is holding our birth control hostage. She's doing it so she gets patient visits and so doctors make money. If a patient is going to be getting birth control over the counter, who is watching if their blood pressure rises? Who is counseling them for the risk of blood clots, hepatomas? Who's counseling them on STDs? Who's counseling them? What if they miss a pill? What if they accidentally take 2 pills? What if they have abnormal bleeding? What if they have breakthrough bleeding? If you have breakthrough bleeding on your birth control, will it still work? Is a birth control 100% effective against pregnancy? All right, birth control, I mean, we're not talking about you going and popping an aspirin or a Tylenol over the counter. We're talking about contraception to prevent a live birth of a baby. Don't you think you want somebody that has knowledge of how babies are born and what to do with pregnancy and what to do with STDs and what to do in the case of sexual assault, there for guidance? No, everybody wants to save money. It's all about saving money. That's what Obamacare is about. And it's going to save money. Now, by the way, birth control will go up. If it's going over the counter, they think costs will go up and insurance companies may not pay for it. Did you know that if you're over 35, or if you smoke, some doctors won't even give you birth control? Why? But birth control is 100% safe, Dr. Dahlia. No, it ain't. All right? I think if you want birth control, you should at least have some sort of coaching, educational process, and I think you need to be examined. Do you think women actively want to go for their pap smear? Do you think they go, oh, I really want to make sure that my ovaries and my cervix is good and that I don't have any vaginal discharge or melanomas near the perineum? No. They go to their doctor for birth control. That's why I'm going to mine. I like the lady. I like her a lot. I like saying hi. But I would rather be, home watching TV. All right. Oh, we got some Christmas music. Yay. All right. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, 33 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials today. Yeah, it's me and Kyle today. I love it. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And follow us on Facebook. I know many of you are on Facebook. I see you guys fiddling around with Facebook. I saw your funny turkey pictures. Don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. I love connecting with you all. And if you are going Christmas shopping, what a better gift than to buy your wife a cruise to Alaska. Yes, the Dr. Dahlia cruise is going to Alaska. See, I can be in sales and marketing. Yeah, I push the cruise. All right, go to my website at drdahlia.com. We are planning a cruise at the end of June going into July 5th. Beautiful one-week trip leaving out of Seattle, going up the coastal Alaska coast, the coastal Alaska coast, as opposed to the non-coastal Alaska coast. Check it out. It's going to be beautiful. Go to drdahlia.com to check that out. Okay, we were talking about, prior to the break, and you guys weighing in on birth control. Should birth control be over the counter? And Lisa, from who lives in Las Vegas, says, Doctor, I'm 37 years old. I've been taking birth control for 20 plus years and have never had a problem. I'm married and don't need STD testing. That's what you think, child. No. I tell you, 37. Oh, youth is wasted on the young, isn't it? I am unemployed and can't afford an exam with my physician. Why can't I get my birth control over the counter? Okay, you are probably the example that the American Academy of Gynecologists and Obstetricians think would probably be a perfect candidate to get birth control over the counter. You're in a monogamous relationship as long as nobody's cheating. You know, it's highly unlikely you're going to acquire HPV if you don't already have it. Highly unlikely for you to pick up any gonorrhea, chlamydia. You've been doing well with your birth control. Now, you are 37. Okay? I know you're not as old as I am, but you're getting there, child. You are. Now, what should a 37-year-old be doing? Do 37-year-olds need to go to the doctor at all? Well, if you haven't had a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40, you do. If you are on birth control and you're over 35, 36, we do like to watch what happens with your blood pressure. Sometimes we like to decrease the estrogen dose. Absolutely. The older you are on birth control, the more at risk for clots. You know, you do have ovaries that still need to be looked at. Somebody should talk to you about cholesterol screening, diabetes screening, etc. You know, here's the thing. Many of you don't have health insurance, so it would be wonderful for you to get your birth control over the counter. But I'm not worried about my 37-year-old monogamous married women. I am really worried about our 11-year-old daughters. That's who I'm worried about. And if you do have a doctor that's been giving you birth control and you are out of insurance and you really have, quote unquote, never had a problem with birth control, then maybe you could ask your doctor to refill it. Now, how many of your doctors will gladly refill your birth control for years on end? Raise your hand. I can't see you guys raising your hands. Why not? I'm in the studio. But, you know, think about it. I don't think I could ask my doctor for 3, 4, 5 years of birth control at a time. I don't think so. Well, Dr. Dahlia, we all know you have a huge gynecological history. Yeah, I do. But some people out there don't. Thank you. Thank you for disclosing that for me. It's true. I got enough gynecological history to write encyclopedia volumes. Going back to a 37-year-old woman, like I said, I'm not so much worried about our 37-year-old married women. They want birth control over the counter so our young teens won't get pregnant. And if young teens aren't savvy enough to keep their knees bolted together or to require a condom, I don't think they're smart enough to take birth control regularly, day in, day out, not missing a pill, taking it at the same time while using backup protection. All right? For some reason, our youth these days think sex is as easy to do as brushing your teeth. Kids don't even brush your teeth correctly. I know what you guys do when you brush your teeth. You go a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back, and then you spit. You're supposed to be brushing your teeth for a good couple minutes. Washing hands. Most of you guys don't even wash your hands properly. Did you know that when you wash your hands, you're supposed to be singing the alphabet? Washing hands is supposed to be a 20-second experience. Meanwhile, kids are having 20-second sexual experiences. I don't think our teens are smart enough without a doctor or without a parent or an aunt or a grandma, you know, supervising. I'm sorry. You know, I was just at in New Orleans at a talk show boot camp. And, you know, they were talking about how a lot of radio hosts are, you know, sometimes alienating our youth. I'm sorry, kids. If you guys are teenagers right now, all right, the reason why, I'm going to tell you, you want to know why I don't think you guys are smart enough for, in terms of taking your birth control? Because I wasn't smart enough with my birth control. I was in medical school, for crying out loud, and I would realize I forgot the pill. And I would have to run and leave my classroom to go and take it on time. Oh, no wonder. I knew you missed some classes in medical school. Yes, I did. But if I missed any class in medical school, it wasn't because I had mono. Mono, I only missed a week of school. It was because I'd have to leave to run home and make sure I took my birth control pill on time. And I was well into my 20s when that happened. Here I am, 41 years old, and I still fudge on my birth control. Yes, here comes too much information. If I want to make sure I don't have a period during a certain weekend, I will play. Oh, I hope my gynecologist doesn't hear this. Oh, if she listens to the show, I'm a dead woman. Gosh, I'm a dead woman. Anyway, hypothetically, people will manipulate their birth control so they won't get their period on certain weekends. Like, do you think I want to have my period on the Dr. Dahlia cruise? There's not enough maxi pads that are going to be stored in the sick bay for me. Of course I'm going to manipulate my birth control. And I don't think a teenager, if a 41-year-old physician, right, SAT score 1450 radio host, admits to fudging on her birth control, I am sure the average teenager will fudge on their birth control too. Some of them, if they're PMSing, may even soak it in some fudge before they take it. So I just don't think we are educated enough in that age group. And I'm sorry, I don't want to alienate you all. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm trying to find the story on the ADD medication of our criminals, but too many people right now are on the internet. Guys, it's Thanksgiving weekend. What are you doing on the internet? My internet is slow. Everybody stop their internet use. Whoever's in the Las Vegas area, can you go off the internet? My computer's slow. Everybody just shut your internet down so I could use my computer. Okay, here we go. I finally loaded. Continued use of ADHD drugs may reduce criminal behavior. Did you guys hear about that? Study comes out saying if you could put your criminals on ADD medication, keeping them on it, it'll reduce their risk of criminal behavior by 32%. In women, 42%. Now, what do ADHD medications do? They're stimulants. When you use a stimulant, you seem to focus a little better. When you seek to focus a little better, maybe you're going to be a little less erratic with your behavior. If you're going to be a little less erratic with your behavior, then maybe you would possibly perform less crimes. Now, the researchers didn't study whether medications were more effective in reducing criminal behavior for a particular group. They just found that criminal activity dropped by more than a third for men and women combined while they were still maintained on ADHD medication. This isn't the first time they've talked about drugging our criminals. My problem with that is, how do you know if the average criminal is going to still stay on their medication? All right. My impression of somebody who commits violent crimes or theft crimes are people that just kind of don't do things as told. They don't follow directions. If a criminal followed directions, they wouldn't perform a crime. So if there's a direction on the medicine bottle saying not to take the medication, something tells you they won't follow the directions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember.
Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Darn, I feel like a sneeze is coming. I don't know if I should wait for it, if I should just, okay, I'm just going to plunge through. If the sneeze comes, it comes. Now, many of you are going shopping because this is Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. I know I'm pretty bloated. I think I got a little bit of a colitis, but I'm getting through it. It was still yummy food. It was worth it. I'd eat it again and again, even regurgitated. Great food. I'm a little hesitant on shopping. I've been kind of stung by the whole Black Friday weekend where prices were actually more expensive during the whole Christmas shopping season, and I should have bought prior, which I did. I bought prior, and I buy after. For those of you that know me, you usually get your Christmas gift by January 16th, because some of the best shopping is after January 15th. Sorry, guys. That's just what happens. We're going to talk about some security pitfalls, so you need to be careful. From what we also understand, return policies are going to be a little bit tighter this year. Now, I don't have the return policies for Walmart and Target and Home Depot, etc., but from what I understand, there's a lot of scams that shoppers do on these major outlets. And from what I understand, some of them may actually want ID. Some of them may actually be limiting some of their return policies. Now, how can a customer scam a big corporation? Well, from what we understand, there's people who will buy an outfit, let's say, and they'll wear the outfit. Then the outfit's already worn. All their girlfriends have seen the outfit. They don't want to get caught wearing the outfit again, so they come back and they return it. And there are habitual shoppers that do this. Now, I know some of you ladies are like, okay, I know that's bad, but gosh, is it brilliant. I mean, I hear you. I can't stand the fact that my close friends have seen basically all my outfits. I really don't have much new, and I'm not really intending on going clothes shopping probably till the summer, which means unless I accessorize it or mix and match, I'm already caught. All right, so my friends know I'm wearing the exact same thing that I wore 3 months ago. I can't stand that. I'll see people rip on the Duchess of, the one that married Prince William. They'll say she's in a recycled dress. Okay, from what I understand, Kate Middleton, some of her dresses are a couple grand. I hope she's rewearing them. I can't stand the fact that the paparazzi always gives crap to stars or to dignitaries, etc., if they rewear a dress. What is so wrong with rewearing a piece of clothing? All right, I think it's okay. You don't have to have a new dress every time you go out. But then you wonder, do the stars just borrow the dress? Or does the dress get made and then it goes into the Smithsonian or something? I don't know. But I just find that frustrating because, I mean, I still have clothes from high school. The ones I could fit into, I'll still wear. They were cool in the 80s. I think they're cool now in 2012. So I like the whole recycle idea. It sounds good to me. But there's some people that don't. And they want to have a different outfit every time they go out with their friends. And that's how they do it. They wear the outfit, turn it back in the next day. And so from what I understand, retailers are going to be watching out for you guys. Just expect to have some, proof of ID. From what I understand, there's cameras and mannequins now there's been cameras and mannequins for a while watching, customer behavior. So they get an idea of when people shop, et cetera. Well, they could, they could keep an eye on you. I mean, they could realize if you keep coming back with the same outfit. I'm sure many people will go to, let's say, a Kohl's on one side of the city and then drop it off at another Kohl's. I mean, I'm sure these habitual returners know the game. But just don't be surprised if the return policy starts to get a little bit more strict. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, McAfee has come out with the top 12 scams of Christmas. No, I'm not going to sing it, although I love singing the Christmas. I will, trust me. You guys will get some Christmas singing out of me this season, absolutely. Kyle, of course, is going to purposely try to call in sick that day so he doesn't have to hear it. All right, but apparently there's a lot of scams out there. Number one, they say, you got to watch out for the social media scams where there's Twitter ads or there's social media ads that will actually have these fake alerts to trap you into clicking on them so you get certain discounts. They say Twitter ads and special discounts for popular gifts are popular and utilize blind, shortened links, many of which could be malicious. Criminals, they say, are getting savvier with authentic-looking social ads and deals that make consumers think it's legitimate. In order to take advantage of the deals or contests, they ask about personal information that can obtain a shopper's credit card number, email address, etc. So I know we all want coupons. You guys know a good trick. Do you guys know a good trick? All right, this is a trick that I found. Okay, I don't use Twitter or Facebook ads. What I always do is whenever I go to a website to purchase something, I open up a new page and I Google coupon code for that one particular company. And every now and then, the coupon codes, because you know how a lot of magazines will publish a coupon code, but you don't get the magazine, but you still want to go and purchase their product, so you just go online? Well, why should you suffer and not get to use the free shipping coupon code or the 15% off? Well, sometimes it's actually published on there, whether it's legitimate or not, in terms of either the company wants it on there or somebody who used it. And I can't tell you how much money I saved shopping Wednesday night online. I know Cyber Monday is Monday, but I was afraid all the prices would go up. So I cyber shopped on Wednesday. No, I didn't get Kyle anything. I cyber shopped on Wednesday, and I was able to find coupon codes. Use the coupon codes when you check out, and I saved money. I didn't use anything from Twitter, didn't use anything on Facebook. They also said be careful of the malicious mobile apps. Many of these apps could possibly, of course, be malicious. Now, from what I understand, there's some real cool apps. Now, of course, McAfee Security is going to try to scare you into these dangerous apps and using their software because they have their security software. But, you know, be careful. I know there's apps that where you can download and then you can be able to shop for, like, let's say you're at a Walmart. You could scan the barcode and then figure out where you could get it cheaper. Some of those apps are legit. Some of them aren't. So make sure you do your homework. There's also travel scams. Wi-Fi scams and pop-ups and things like that. They say to be careful. They say perform a security software update before traveling or just take the Dr. Dahlia cruise. There is nothing malicious about the Dr. Dahlia cruise. No scam artists trying to mess with your email or credit card there. So if you're thinking about traveling, that's what we recommend that you do. Let me see. There's this holiday spam and phishing. I guess phishing is where you get these emails, these weird emails. You could also get weird texts that are supposedly sales that they want you to capitalize on. Be careful clicking on those. If you ever see an iPad or iPhone that looks very, very inexpensive, maybe $50-$60 from what the other usual, I should say, companies charge, I would probably say something's not right. All right, maybe a little kooky. Gift cards. With gift cards, you need to be very careful. There was a doctor who gave gift cards out, and everybody had zero balances on them because somebody had already used the number. There are people that apparently will take the number off the gift card when they're sitting there in the store. Then that gift card gets sold, supposedly activated. But they put the gift card where the number was stolen right up top. So hopefully somebody that day or the next day buys that gift card. When they buy that gift card, they immediately go online, use that number because they have a gift card, and use the gift card that you just bought to give to somebody. All right, so be careful. I know some of you were calling in. I'm so sorry I couldn't get your calls. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every morning. So please call in then. I can't wait to talk to you again. You all be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.